niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Ahe oula, leika ilima, tuo hivina niillä.
Aloha Full On, every Saturday morning, the best in classic and contemporary Hawaiian music and mana'o, that is thoughts, from our kitchen table to yours. Nā kai e walos, where you're at? We've got Vicky Holt Takamine here. We're still missing ka ho'one panoke this morning. I'm Noe Tanigawa. How you doing, Vic?
I'm doing good. How was your weekend?
So far, so good. The week went by so fast. You know, we're getting ready for a lot of things at home. Last night, again, the kids came over. We're having like a regular boys' night at our house every Friday Ooh, night. Now.
And it was Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. Gee, that one got by me, too. How about you? What you been doing?
Well, I went off to Hilo. After our show, I had hula class like normal. And then I ran off to Hilo to celebrate the Ho'olauleʻa with Punanaleo o Hilo.
Yay.
On the island of Hawaii. Share a little bit about what we're going to talk about today, the ceded lands moratorium bills that are being moved through the House and the Senate. And then the next day, I had to fly right back home because we helped Leeward Community College Scholarship breakfast, their brunch, every year. We've been doing it for like 14 years already, 15 years. It's a great breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Well, it's a full, all-you-can-eat. They do omelets and desserts and scrambled eggs. And
benefit the school.
It benefits the scholarship for their food service program. And then it was the President's Day. Oh, you know, we have celebrating our new president. Oh, my gosh.
I'm still celebrating that.
Yes.
How do you think he's doing up there?
I think he's doing great. He's only been in there for a few days. I mean, think about it, and he's just moving right along.
How do you think he stands on this ceded lands appeal?
I think he's going to be real supportive of our ceded lands appeal, and I think he's already expressed support for the Akaka bill, so...
You think you're expecting some support from his direction? We'll be talking about that ceded lands appeal. It's going before the U.S. Supreme Court on the 25th of this month. We have some very special guests in today. The Honorable Governor John Waihe'e. We have Clyde Namu'o in, Administrator from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. And we'll find out what the legislature has been doing on this issue from Representative Karen Awana. And we've got some terrific music to get your morning moving. So thanks for spending with us. Nā kai e walu. On the Visionary Radio Network.
The island woman prepares for her man tonight. She bathes in pools, mountainside. And lingers there the last light. The brown skinned woman dries her hair in the breeze.
she oils her body for the dance with red as limbs built to jeans. She gonna take me to a place where the ferns are scented with rain, and there I will taste what brought me back again. Juice from the mango, milk from the coconut, but of cannabis I can't smoke enough. Juice from the mango, milk from the coconut, taste of the ladies I can't smoke enough. I love it, keeps me thinking about the woman I long to see, and how she gives me out of love, and how she sets my mind free. Prepares for a man tonight. She bathes in pools, mountainside, and lingers there at the last light. She gonna take me to a place where the ferns are scented with rain. There I of the ladies I can't spoken of, of violent love, of violent love, of violent love. Yeah.
My friends, Nā Kai e Valu, the eight seas, connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network every Saturday morning, and we're so glad you're here with us. We do not know exactly where the conversation today is going to go. We just hope you'll keep in mind that the opinions expressed are those of the speaker only, not necessarily this radio station or our sponsors. We simply hope that you'll take some of these ideas to your own kitchen table. All right, around the kitchen table here at Nā Kai e Valu, Vicky Holt Takamine, I'm Noe Tanigawa, and we have with us the Honorable Governor John Mahe.
Aloha.
Aloha. And those comments were not necessarily for you, but mostly for me.
Right. About, you mean about not necessarily?
The disclaimer, yes, the disclaimer.
So now you go, Vic. We covered you.
The last time I heard somebody say that, they left me out on a limb somewhere. So, yeah,
not going to happen.
Okay, all right.
No, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are talking about what's happening going to happen in this coming week at the U.S. Supreme Court. in Washington, D.C. Issues affecting Native Hawaiians and our lands are being heard and made and decided upon, you know, thousands of miles away. How do we have an impact on that? And we're really struggling with that. But this issue started under your administration, so you have some background that maybe you can share with our listeners.
Yeah, well, first of all, how we make an impact on that is to get the state to persuade the state to withdraw the appeal. I mean, that would be whatever we could do to help in that persuasion, I think we ought to do. Yeah, this case is very interesting to me because it actually began as a lawsuit against my administration. And what we had done was that we had, back in the 1990s, have as an objective the development of affordable housing across the state of Hawaii. And there were three main projects, one in Kona, one at Lealii on Maui, and Kapolei. And the Kapolei project, what we wanted to do was to build something similar to Kapolei on Maui. The essential difference between the two, though, was that the Kapolei project was on lands that we had acquired from a private landowner. Whereas on Maui, the only lands that were available were ceded lands. And at that time, we believed that the ceded lands, one of the five purposes was the development of housing for as widespread a basis as possible. That's the genesis of the project. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs disagreed. They sued us, and they said that any sale of ceded lands should not be going forward. And that became the lawsuit that resulted in a decision from the Supreme Court forbidding the state to sell any ceded lands at all. Now, there was one major difference between the time that we began the project and when the Supreme Court gave its decision, and that is the existence of Act 304, which was a negotiated settlement between ourselves, Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Hawaiian Homes. Act 304 actually anticipated the possibility of sale because it set aside what the share of any revenues would be to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. So when we were dealing with the project, 50% of anything that was gained by the project would be going to the Native Hawaiian community, 30% to Hawaiian Homes, 20% to OHA. This is a long way to say that by the time the case gets decided in the Supreme Court, there is no more Act 304. So today, if ceded lands are sold, there is no way of determining what the value of the Hawaiian interest is. If you look at our Supreme Court's decision from a broad point of view, from a policy point of view, it's very, very similar to the types of decisions that the United States Supreme Court issued in the early school desegregation cases when they said, look, you took long enough to settle this issue. You need to desegregate immediately. You need to do it with all due speed. Our Supreme Court was saying something very similar. It said, you know, these lands were stolen back in 1893. This is almost 100 years later. The Constitutional Convention was almost over 30 years ago. All of these years had gone by, and you're no closer to deciding what the Native Hawaiian interests are in this land. So until you do, you ought not to be dissipating the resource.
You've been hearing about that ceded land appeal that's going on at the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. We are getting the perspective this morning of the Honorable Governor John Waihe'e, our guest on Nakai Evalu. So glad you're here with us on the Visionary Radio Network.
The channels. You're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I was walking down the street just the other day. Just walking and hoping for the new. As I passed the street corner boys, they told me who was who. Joined in and sang Chilang-a-lang blues. And we say, look at you, play that tune. Let's all sing Chilang-a-lang blues. Come on, Chilang-a-lang blues. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chilang-a-lang blues are gonna get you high. In Hawaii, music's made in ways. Mm-hmm. And it really doesn't matter what style you choose. From the slacky to the reggae, Hawaiians jam it too. So sing along with me, Chilang-a-lang blues. And we say, look at you, play that tune. Let's all sing Chilang-a-lang. Come on, oh yeah, Chilang-a-lang blues. try. Chilang-a-lang blues are gonna get you high. In Hawaii, music's made in many ways. Oh yeah, and it really doesn't matter what style you choose. From the slack key to the reggae, Hawaiians jam it too. So sing along with me, Chilang-a-lang blues. And we say, look at you, play that tune. Let's all sing Chilang-a-lang blues. Come on, oh yeah, Chilang-a-lang blues. Don't be shy, hear that I try. Chilang-a-lang blues are gonna get you high. I say, ho, oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh. Chilang-a-lang blues. I say, hey, 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 Chilang-a-lang blues. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chilang-a-lang blues are gonna get you high.
I say, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh, ho, ho. I say, hey, 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 Chilang-a-lang blues.
Don't be shy, give it a try. Chilang-a-lang blues are gonna make you fly. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chilang-a-lang blues are gonna get you high.
Ooh, like that? Right on. Hey, if it's Saturday morning, it's gotta be Nakai Evalu, the eight C's connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network. We're keeping the music going today as we get some perspective on the ceded lands issue that's going before the U.S. Supreme Court February 25th. That's this Wednesday. The Honorable Governor John Wahei, our special guest, just drew a parallel between early school desegregation rulings and Hawaii's Supreme Court decision barring the sale of ceded land until Hawaiian claims with the U.S. government are settled. Now, that's the ruling the Lingle administration is appealing to get overturned. Coming up, Governor Wahei explains what he thinks about the reasons for the appeal. As always, the opinions expressed are those of the speaker only, and we never know exactly where the conversation will go. We simply hope it provides some fuel for you and your family's conversations around your own kitchen table. Mahalo for your company.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Summer will be here in just a few short months. What will your keiki summer adventure be? Kamehameha Schools offers a variety of summer programs that will help provide your child the experience of a lifetime. Kamehameha Enrichment offers one-week boarding programs to students entering the 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th grade. These programs are designed to give students unique cultural experiences and help establish lifelong relationships with their peers. Kamehameha Summer School is also open to Hawaii Island students entering kindergarten through the 12th grade and offers a range of engaging courses over a four-week session. Postmark application deadline for both programs is February 28th. Download applications for both programs at www.ksbe.edu. That's www.ksbe.edu. Give your keiki a summer they'll never forget. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
Having a child in the Hawaiian Immersion Program has enriched our family life beyond measure. We are involved in our child's education, and our whole family has learned to speak Hawaiian. It's a lifetime commitment, and it's been worth every moment.
The Ahapunana Leo is now accepting applications for fall preschool enrollment. Eola Ka'olelo Hawaii, the Hawaiian language shall live.
Deadline for enrollment is March 1st.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nani vale e kaua a oko ula ki lihu nene ika ua lili. Nani vale e kaua aoko ula kilihune nika ualiili. O kapi o ana mai o ke anu.
Shine, it's a beautiful Saturday with you and with us, we hope. Nakai Evalu is where you're at on the Visionary Radio Network, and we're talking this morning with the Honorable Governor John Waihe'e. Governor Waihe'e, the ceded land appeal has been taken to the U.S. Supreme Court. What specifically is the Supreme Court being asked to decide?
Well, what specifically the Supreme Court is being asked to decide is whether or not our Supreme Court, the Hawaii Supreme Court's interpretation of the apology resolution or federal statutes was correct in its holding here in Hawaii that forbid the governor, really, from selling ceded lands. That's the technical aspect. What I think what the administration is also asking, which is, in a way, the only way they can win this lawsuit, is whether or not, is who owns the ceded lands. And what they are trying to say, in effect, is that the federal government did not create an ownership interest for Native Hawaiians in the ceded lands, and therefore they have no interest in these lands, and therefore the executive branch can do what it wants. And therefore, the Supreme Court was wrong in forbidding them from selling the lands. That's a very tortured trail. And that issue, by the way, about ownership or title was never raised before the Hawaii Supreme Court. It's only now being raised in Washington, D.C. And the reason why it's being raised is really quite simple. And that's because what our Supreme Court said was that Native Hawaiians have an interest in these ceded lands. State, executive branch, you are the trustee of these lands. You have a fiduciary responsibility to protect the Native Hawaiian interests. And since these interests have not been clearly defined or negotiated between the various branches of government, you ought not to be selling it as the trustee. You ought to be managing it in a way that preserves the asset, as you would do if you were the trustee for a private trust. You see, our Supreme Court has always treated the Native Hawaiian interests as the same as a private beneficiary. In essence, what the administration is asking the United States Supreme Court to do is to use its power to change the definition of that beneficial relationship, to say that if there is no interest in these lands, there is no fiduciary duty, and therefore there's no real trusteeship. And that's the danger of the title dispute. So what they're asking the Supreme Court to say is that Hawaiians don't have an interest for which there will be a fiduciary responsibility on the part of the state. Because if they held that the Hawaiians did have an interest and the state had a fiduciary responsibility, there would be no point to this lawsuit. It would be over because it was decided on the basis of a trust. And that's what makes this thing very difficult for those of us that are watching it from afar. You see, there are different issues involved. This is no longer about selling or not selling lands. It's about whether the state is going to overturn its own laws with respect to its citizenry.
We're talking with the Honorable Governor John Waihei. Trying to understand the issues now before the U.S. Supreme Court, and in fact, before all of us here in the state of Hawaii, as we try to sort out our feelings, thoughts about the legalities as well as the moral responsibilities involved in the ceded lands appeal case. So we're hoping that you are taking these ideas to your kitchen table. That's our goal every Saturday on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Said I love her till the end of time. Her lips are kissed by the sweet morning mist. Her eyes as bright as a full moon at night. She's my lady, my tropical baby, and she's mine. Yes, until the end of time. My tropical lady, my island baby. Said I love her till the end of time. Said I love her till the end of time. Oh, the brother said I love her till the end of time. But I don't know what to say to her, and I don't know what to do. But there's one thing I know, girl, she's my tropical lady, my island baby. She's my woman, Lord above. And I love her till the end of time. And I love her till the end of time. Said I love her. time.
This music, and we need it on Saturday mornings. Thank you so much for being with us. Nakai Evalu, the eight seas, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network. That's where we are. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here with our very special guest today, the Honorable Governor John Waihe'e.
And I know we've talked about this in other venues, but who benefits from the sale or transfer of ceded lands?
You know, that's a real question, because actually, it's difficult to see what the benefit would be by pursuing the appeal. Now, the Lingle administration has suggested that the reason for appealing this decision by the Supreme Court was because they wanted that having a controversy or restricting the sale of ceded lands would affect the sale of bonds, the state bonds, during this very recessionary period that we're going through. Well, in fact, that hasn't occurred. I mean, as recently a year after the lawsuit, the decision was handed down, the state completed a very, very successful bond sale with some of the highest bond ratings. Actually, Native Hawaiian issues regarding ceded lands have been listed, disclosed in the bond sales in Hawaii since before I was governor. And we've always enjoyed high ratings. The second thing they said is that they needed to take this appeal because it might affect title or land sales. Well, actually, I don't see how not selling land affects title, but let's take a look at that. The truth of the matter is that ever since this lawsuit was filed, there has been a voluntary moratorium on the sale of ceded lands. Ceded lands are not being sold right now.
Is that tying the state's hands in some way?
No, obviously it isn't. It hasn't affected our economy. It hasn't affected the state. It hasn't done anything bad. So it's in effect right now. The Supreme Court actually formalized what is already in existence as a voluntary moratorium. Now, the court said you're not able to sell land, but they allowed the state to lease lands, to transfer lands to various departments. Some of the project, the Lealii project that I began for housing, was transferred over to the Hawaiian Homes program. And they took what was there and built homes for Hawaiians. And it was, you know, it helped to relieve the shortage. So they can lease lands, they can transfer lands, they can sell, believe it or not, under certain circumstances, remnants of land. So I don't understand the claim about why this would help their management. So if you look at it, it's very, very difficult to see how this decision benefits Native Hawaiians at the expense of the general public. I can tell you this, though, that if you're opposed to Native Hawaiian rights, this appeal opens the door for those that would like to extinguish it. And the reason, and then if that were to happen, then you would get into a situation where Native Hawaiians would not have these rights in the ceded lands. In fact, the best thing that can happen is that when the sovereignty issue is finally resolved, we would have the largest negotiating chip taken away from us. Or at worst, our rights would be considered something that we have always held and it's not, and that is this. The administration refers to Native Hawaiian rights and ceded lands as a moral claim. And as important as that concept is, it is not applicable to Native Hawaiian entitlements because our entitlements are based on political status. It is based on the fact that we as a nation pre-existed annexation. Now, if it was based on something moral or some kind of social obligation, as compelling as that might be between individuals, it, in this country, would be considered a preference, and unfortunately a racial preference. All of us feel bad for the way that we may have mistreated people in this country, but they don't get their own rights in their own nation mainly because someone was mistreated. We are all treated equal. And that's the beautiful thing about our Constitution. So Native Hawaiian entitlements, Native American entitlements, are not the result of racial preference. They are the result of pre-existing sovereignty. These are governments that existed before the United States, that the United States in its own Constitution has kept an obligation to maintain. And therefore, we have Native Hawaiian claims to the ceded lands. This is not a matter, it's not a debt that had to be paid us. It's a vital piece of sovereignty that's never been extinguished. And I'm afraid that this appeal to the Supreme Court may undercut that proposition. And if it did, all things that we know as Hawaiian, whether it's ceded lands, Hawaiian homes, Kamehameha schools, all things are put in jeopardy. So that the only thing that this lawsuit could end up benefiting is those that want to destroy Hawaiian entitlements and Hawaiian sovereignty.
We're attempting to understand, feel the meaning of the appeal on the ceded Hawaii State Supreme Court decision on the ceded lands issue. We're talking with the Honorable Governor John Waihe'i this morning here on Nakai e Walu. So glad you're here with us.
Passing by, I don't have a clue. Odd situation, no coordination. So far from what I'm used to find you. Something real. Have I set my eyes on the biggest fall of my life? Have I set my eyes on something real? Have I ever found you? take me to be your personal toy that you can enjoy. So I hope you're not taking a mistake I'm making, so far from what I'm used to find you. To find you. Have I set my eyes on something real? Have I set my eyes on the biggest fall of my life? Have I set my eyes on something real?
Saturday morning. Glad to have you here with us at the kitchen table, too, with the Honorable Governor John Wahee. The governor's just explained why he disagrees with the Lincoln administration's reasons for their ceded land appeal. He says there have never been problems with the state's bond rating or with land transfers as a result of Hawaiian claims, and he feels that Hawaiian entitlements are not racial preferences. They're the result of sovereign government rights that have never gone away, in spite of all the different political winds that have blown across Hawaii nei. Is this appeal really dangerous? It's coming up on Wednesday. Is it really dangerous? Governor Wahee tells you why he thinks it is. It's coming up on Nakai Evalu.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Summer will be here in just a few short months. What will your keiki summer adventure be? Kamehameha Schools offers a variety of summer programs that will help provide your child the experience of a lifetime. Kamehameha Enrichment offers one-week boarding programs to students entering the 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th grade. These programs are designed to give students unique cultural experiences and help establish lifelong relationships with their peers. Kamehameha Summer School is also open to Hawaii Island students entering kindergarten through the 12th grade and offers a range of engaging courses over a four-week session. Postmark application deadline for both programs is February 28th. Download applications for both programs at www.ksbe.edu. That's www.ksbe.edu. Give your keiki a summer they'll never forget.
Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
I am a graduate of the Hawaiian Immersion Program and now attend college on the mainland. The education I received from Punanaleo through high school gave me the solid academic background to fulfill my life's dreams. I look forward to returning home and giving back to my community.
The Ahapunanaleo is now accepting applications for fall preschool enrollment. Eola Ka'olelo Hawaii, the Hawaiian language shall live.
Deadline for enrollment is March 1st. When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Meet me tonight under the moonlight. I think about the things that we can do. And down by the seaside, we've nothing to hide, but there we'll both be secretly alone. You and me together, looking for good weather. And we can make it last a long, long time, knowing that you're always by my side. Can I take you home with me? I just can't imagine going home. You're just another. Believe me when I say you'll come to stay. You and me together, looking for good weather. We can make it last a long, long time, knowing that you're always by my side.
Thank you.
whisper softly, give me an answer. Need I only look into your eyes? And I'll make you happy. You know that I'd gladly give you all the love I have inside. You and me together, looking for good weather. And we can make it last a long, long time, knowing that you're always by my side. You and me together, looking for good weather. Make it last a long, long time, knowing that you're always by my side, knowing that you're always by my side, knowing that you're always by my side, knowing that you're always by my side.
Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network. That's where we are. Vicky Holt-Takamine Noe Tanigawa here with our very special guest today, the Honorable Governor John Waihe.
So, the real question is, why are we taking an issue to the Supreme Court that was not decided in the case at issue, which is the title to ceded lands, to the court that is least favorable to Hawaiian rights instead of to the court that is most knowledgeable about it? If the administration was really sincere about learning about title, then that issue should have been tried before our Supreme Court before we go anywhere further. You know, this was a fight between the executive branch, a dispute between the executive branch, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, both of who are state agencies, about their state-mandated duties under a state constitution dealing with an issue, Native Hawaiian rights, that is only unique to Hawaii, and decided by our Supreme Court. And yet, this was an entirely family affair. And yet, the administration has decided to appeal on an issue that was never even discussed in the family.
So why?
That's my question. What I have the hardest time with in this respect is I cannot, for the life of me, figure out why this appeal is being taken.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one more question. How do you think this will go?
Well, I think this is about the worst court in the nation for Native Hawaiians that we could be taking this appeal to. And, I fear that what will happen is at the least we might see this Supreme Court ruling that the federal statutes, like the apology bill and so forth, do not create any kind of right for Native Hawaiians. Or if they went further, and they could also say, and because the federal statutes do not create this right, therefore the state cannot create this right. And if they did that, we'd be in real trouble. But see, we're still in trouble, even if they go halfway. And the reason is this. If the Supreme Court says that the federal statute did not create any rights, then our court will do what it did in other cases, like the Pele Defense case, Pele Defense Fund case, where it ruled that they can give rights under our Constitution that may not exist in the federal Constitution. And this is basic law. States do this all over the place. Recognize rights. And if they did that, which I assume our court would do and still uphold its own original ruling, you will immediately see those people who want to extinguish Native Hawaiian rights, private parties, take a lawsuit. They will end up back in the Supreme Court saying that the state's recognition of rights, which a federal statute did not create, is a racial preference. And that is the biggest danger. So we're right back where we started from. Native Hawaiians have no rights despite our history, despite our constitution here in the state of Hawaii, and despite the recognition, which up till now has been accepted by everybody.
Under Barack Obama's administration, do you think that we could expect maybe some support from, and how would he be able to help us?
Well, I think we have already experienced beginning to experience the support that President Obama, or at least the aloha that President Obama has for Native Hawaiians and for the state of Hawaii. And I think the first is his recognition of the Akaka Bill. And I know some people may not be universally accepting of that, but in recognizing the Akaka Bill as being important, he is recognizing the political status of Native Hawaiians. And unfortunately, this Supreme Court is not a Supreme Court that's been appointed by President Obama. If it was, I would still think we shouldn't do the appeal, but I wouldn't be quite as worried about it. This Supreme Court was appointed by George Bush. And, you know, I hate to be political, but when you make as many mistakes as George Bush is, you surely are not going to decide my children's rights if I can help it.
We got so much to think about, and we want to thank you for joining us. You've put some clarity, and at the same time, I think has muddied up the waters a little bit.
By adding depth and breadth, I mean, complexity is the way the world is. And thank you for taking the time to explain it in every day.
Well, I think we should all do what we can to try and persuade the state administration to withdraw this appeal.
It
is very,
very
dangerous. It is very dangerous.
We know what happened to Lunalilo Homes and Lunalilo Trust, one of the largest landowners prior to larger than Kamehameha Schools, 400,000 acres statewide. And they sold everything off, and now they're destitute. So, you know, you sell stuff off. That's what happens when you sell land. My grandma said, don't sell land.
Thanks, Vicki. And thank you, Governor Waihe'e. You're spending your morning with Nakai Ewalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hey, aloha, iano, a o waikiki ea, kane heo ke kai.
kunana ya kaimana hilaea ike ikanani a honolulu holy kunana ya kaimana hilaea ike ikanani a
It's a kako thing on Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt-Takamine, talking with Office of Hawaiian Affairs Administrator Clyde Namu'o. And we're so happy to be able to catch him by phone.
Aloha.
Aloha.
So we know that the U.S. Supreme Court will be hearing the case of the sale of ceded lands.
Right.
Where does the Office of Hawaiian Affairs stand on the sale of ceded lands?
This case is based on a Hawaii Circuit Court case that OHA filed against the state of Hawaii for the sale of ceded land. So OHA does not support the sale of ceded lands at all. And, you know, we certainly believe that the Hawaii Supreme Court, in their January 31st, 2008 ruling, got it right, and that the state should not be permitted to sell ceded lands until such time that the Native Hawaiian claims to those ceded lands are resolved.
Well, Mark Bennett has stated, the Attorney General Mark Bennett, has stated that OHA has misinterpreted the apology resolution. Bennett says that nothing in the resolution explicitly or implicitly extinguished the state's ownership of or rights over the lands granted Hawaii by Congress in 1959 through the Statehood Admissions Act.
Mm-hmm.
How does OHA interpret this statement or argument?
I think Mr. Bennett, you know, really, if he's going to criticize anyone's misinterpretation of the apology bill, certainly he would be criticizing the Hawaii Supreme Court, because in their opinion, they relied on the apology resolution as the basis for their ruling that the state should be restrained from selling the ceded lands. Now, we also believe, though, that the Hawaii Supreme Court did not rely solely on the apology resolution. They also relied on state law. So it was both state law and the provisions of the apology resolution that the Hawaii Supreme Court based their conclusion on their January 31st opinion.
I have another question. If the U.S. Supreme Court rules for the sale or transfer of ceded lands, what kind of fallout do you think can be expected by the Hawaiian community, by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, by your programs?
Well, I think Governor Waiheke, in his article this past Sunday in the Honolulu Advertiser, really got it correct that once you take this business to Washington, D.C., and you ask the U.S. Supreme Court to rule on this question, you really lose total control over this matter. And there is no way that you can tell the U.S. Supreme Court, we want you to limit your ruling just to the question of whether or not the state has the authority to sell. The fear that we have is that the unrelinquished claims that we believe exist for Native Hawaiians could be an issue that is addressed by the U.S. Supreme Court justices. And if that happens, I think Native Hawaiians in Hawaii and across the United States would simply be outraged by this kind of a ruling. We don't believe that that would be appropriate. So I think that's why many of us feel so strongly that this should not even be at the U.S. Supreme Court. This matter should have been resolved in Hawaii. And we honestly believe that though the governor has been supportive of Native Hawaiians, we cannot agree that their legal strategy on this particular issue is the right strategy. We believe that it's the wrong strategy. And I believe the Native Hawaiian community will if this goes through and there is an issue that addresses the unrelinquished claims, the Native Hawaiian community will not only be outraged, but hopefully will become more politically active to make sure that in the future, people who lead our state have aloha and support for Native Hawaiians.
Office of Hawaiian Affairs Administrator Clyde Namu'o, so happy to catch him by phone from Hawaii Island. This is Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS.
Sir. Sir. The way I say to make music with the ocean day by day. I surf all day, play music all night, and I just can't wait till the morning light to go surf. Ooh, ah, ooh, surf. Everybody go surf. Ooh, ah, ooh, surf, surf. I check all the island breaks I know, but the place I go is the Kaiser Bowl. I surf with the guys from the Kaiser Surf Crew. Daddy Mooch, Bob, and Dennis too. We all surf. Ooh, wow, ooh, surf. Everybody go surf. Ooh, wow, surf, surf. Waimea, sunset, pipeline, Haleiwa, bells in land. Bamburas, Rafaels, Ala Moana, and the Kaiser. Oh, everybody go surf. Everybody go surf. Ooh, ah, ooh, surf, surf.
Ooh, all right, the music feels real nice today. The best in classic and contemporary Hawaiian music and mana'o, thought. Every Saturday morning, it's like a wave breaking. You can just feel the salt spray, right? Vicky Holtakamine is here. I'm Noe Tanigawa. And we're talking with Office of Hawaiian Affairs Administrator Clyde Namu'u about the ceded lands appeal the Lingle administration is taking to the U.S. Supreme Court next week. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs is opposed to the sale of ceded land and opposed to the appeal. What effects could the Supreme Court decision have? We'll find out coming up on Nakai Evalu.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Summer will be here in just a few short months. What will your keiki summer adventure be? Kamehameha Schools offers a variety of summer programs that will help provide your child the experience of a lifetime. Kamehameha Enrichment offers one-week boarding programs to students entering the 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th grade. These programs are designed to give students unique cultural experiences and help establish lifelong relationships with their peers. Kamehameha Summer School is also open to Hawaii Island students entering kindergarten through the 12th grade and offers a range of engaging courses over a four-week session. Postmark application deadline for both programs is February 28th. Download applications for both programs at www.ksbe.edu. That's www.ksbe.edu. Give your keiki a summer they'll never forget. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
The Hawaiian Language Immersion Program is more than just an education. It's a way of life. My grandchildren and great-grandchildren know who they are and where they came from. They're grounded in their own cultural identity, and that makes them fearless to embrace new challenges. It's wonderful to hear our language spoken by young voices.
The Ahapunana Leo is now accepting applications for fall preschool enrollment. Eola Kaulelo Hawaii, the Hawaiian language shall live.
Deadline for enrollment is March 1st.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Honolulu, I am coming back again.
I seem to hear the poly calling me. I seem to hear the surf. I seem to see the
For your Saturday morning. Hey, thanks for tuning us in at work, by the way. We are here for you with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs Administrator Clyde Namu'o on the subject of the Lingle Administration's Ceded Lands Appeal. Vicki.
When we look at what might happen if the U.S. Supreme Court rules in favor of the state, what other strategies do you think we can take to help to preserve our lands and to prevent the sale or transfer of lands into private hands?
Well, you know, I, as the governor has said numerous times, the state has no intention of selling the land. They simply want to resolve the question of whether or not the state has the authority to sell the land. So I would hold her to her word that even if the court were to rule that the state had clear authority to sell the land, that the land, in fact, would not be sold. I think, you know, we really need to convene a legal summit for Native Hawaiian attorneys, assuming that the U.S. Supreme Court does not rule in our favor. I think we need to convene a summit of Native Hawaiian attorneys to come up with a strategy that we can use to address the unrelinquished claims that Native Hawaiians believe we have to those ceded lands. And I think a legal action needs to be brought against the state if our legal summit could come up with some strategies that would address that. That's what I think, you know, needs to happen if the worst case scenario becomes reality.
Well, we also know that, I mean, I'm looking at what's happened with the Super Ferry and how she's waived environmental impact statements for the Super Ferry, but that she has also proposed, and the Department of Land and Natural Resources has proposed privatizing the harbors, which are all ceded lands.
That would be
sale or transfer of ceded lands out of, and that issue has come up within the last few years under her administration. I mean, we've had to rise up the community and bring out, you know, the community to oppose that in the DLNR. But yeah, to me, that's the first thing. And the other thing that we can talk about is Mauna Kea, the transfer of Mauna Kea to the University of Hawaii for management or development of new observatories.
Yeah, I was at a hearing last week with Mark Janet and Professor Van Dyke on the moratorium legislation, and Mark Bennett continued to say that he was simply enforcing laws that had been passed by our legislature many years ago. And it struck me that if that is the case, if that is the truth, then by all means, if the legislature enacted a law, it can simply repeal that law. It can enact a law that sets that law aside. Clearly, it seems to me that there would be a will on the part of the legislature to do that.
Well, I'm not an attorney, but if Mark Bennett believes that the law was implemented that gives them the right to sell, why did the Hawaii State Supreme Court not rule in his favor?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, we believe that the Hawaii Supreme Court got it right, that the issue of whether the state has clear title to the land is something that will be resolved at some point in the future when the court addresses the issue of unrelinquished claims that Native Hawaiians believe we have to those ceded lands.
OHA Administrator Clyde Namu'o with Vicki Holtakamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and if it's Saturday morning, this has got to be Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS.
Sharing the night together.
beautiful Saturday, rain or shine. We're taking care of you here on Nakai Evalu, statewide FM radio magazine. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here, and we're going to find out what's going on at the legislature right now.
Yes, it's time for our legislative update. Thank you so much. Representative Karen Awana is here with us again today from Maili to Kalailoa. Yes, thank you so much. We wanted to talk about, because we've just been talking about what's happening in the U.S. Supreme Court this coming week. They're going to hear the bill. They're going to hear the case of selling or transferring ceded lands. But we're doing something at the state legislature. We've got a few bills that are coming through. So how is that moving along?
Okay. They're moving along just fine. I know that we have on the House end, House Bill 1667, which is coming out of our Hawaiian Caucus bill. And as a matter of fact, both of them are. And on the Senate version is Senate Bill 1085, which was introduced by Senator Clayton Hee. And with that bill, it's placing a moratorium on our ceded lands and including the reconciliation with the people of Hawaii that must be made before the ceded lands can be sold to third parties.
So this supports the Hawaii Supreme Court decision?
Yes, the decision that was made. It's similar back in 2008 in January. Yes.
Is there overwhelming support in the state ledge?
Well, I would say it's mixed, but I know that through our Hawaiian caucus, because I've been present in meetings, that there is an overwhelming support for the moratorium.
Among the Native Hawaiian caucus, but I understand that there is some struggle to get it heard in other committees, like Representative Ken Ito's committee, and I'm not sure that Representative Calvin Say is supportive of these bills.
Yes, I'm not too sure, and I'd hate to go ahead and speak on behalf of him, but I know that I'm a strong supporter for the moratorium on our ceded lands.
We're going to have to knock on some doors and find out where they stand, because I think it's time for a legislative scorecard.
Definitely. Definitely.
What exactly would the moratorium do? What is the bill?
Okay. So what would your bill do?
The moratorium, which is House Bill 1667, it will prohibit the Board of Land and Natural Resources from selling, exchanging, or alienating the ceded lands in the Public Lands Trust. So
is there a time limit on that?
No, there's no time limit. I know that, if I'm not mistaken, a thorough inventory still needs to be made.
That's correct. We don't have a thorough inventory of those ceded lands. We also know that many of the lands have already been transferred or sold out of the trust. So that needs to be researched. There's a little question about title. Some people are saying, well, do you have clear title to those lands? That's a question. Yeah.
That's another issue. I know that Representative Hanohano had introduced a Kuleana Lands Bill to clear out the title. I know that many families in Maui, for example, are losing their family lands because of that.
Thank you so much, Representative Awana, for coming in and letting us know what the state legislature is doing regarding that case before the U.S. Supreme Court. Nakai Evalu, every Saturday it's gotta be, here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We need on a Saturday morning. Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa. Missing Kahoone Panoke, but he'll be back next week. Vicky, what a morning it's been.
What a morning. I tell you, we've got so much information that was shared by Governor Waihe'e, from our administrator for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mr. Namu'o, and
Representative Awana. Thank you so much for being here, the three of you.
Yep, and it's time for our Olelo no Eau, another gem of wise sayings from our kupuna, handed down generation to generation. You know, not all of them were really flowery and talking about love and the beauty of our aina. They had some really interesting ones, and so I've picked one just for this, for today. Ele ele pi kawaha o kanaka. The mouths of people make noises like mud crabs. Set of people who talk too much, all noise and no sense. You know, some of what the challenges we're talking about today. For people who just vala'au, they have make no sense. Well, if you're going to challenge Native Hawaiian rights and they have no understanding of the repercussions of their actions. The elepi is a small black crab that makes a loud noise resembling a smacking sound made by the mouth. So, you know, for all those people out there challenging Native rights, ele ele pika waha o kanaka.
Vicky, she's doing it again. Thank you so much for that thought for our week, and mahalo to you for your company around the kitchen table today. Did all this go by a little quickly for you? Do you want to go back and maybe hear a little more closely what Governor Waihe'e or OHA Administrator Clyde Namu'o said? Feel free. Check out our website, nakaievaluradio.com. We've got links to more information as well as archive recordings of past shows. So check it out. We think you're going to enjoy it. NakaiEvaluRadio.com. We are here for you every Saturday, 8 till 10 in the morning. Mahalo to our technical director, Chris Hughes, set us right up. Executive producer, Cedric Duarte, and producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu is sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. Today's Kumu 94.7 on Oahu. Q103, 103.7 Maui. We're thinking about you. The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai. The Beach 102.1 Hawaii.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work.
Molokai.
and at play.
Mahalo.
We're in the neighborhood.
Aloha.
And the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Summer will be here in just a few short months. What will your Keiki summer adventure be? Kamehameha Schools offers a variety of summer programs that will help provide your child the experience of a lifetime. Kamehameha Enrichment offers one-week boarding programs to students entering the 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th grade. These programs are designed to give students unique cultural experiences and help establish lifelong relationships with their peers. Kamehameha Summer School is also open to Hawaii Island students entering kindergarten through the 12th grade and offers a range of engaging courses over a four-week session. Postmark application deadline for both programs is February 28th. Download applications for both programs at www.ksbe.edu. That's www.ksbe.edu. Give your keiki a summer they'll never forget. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
I am a Punanaleo teacher and have dedicated my life to serving the families of Hawaii. Our curriculum embraces the language and wisdom of our kupuna, integrating our traditions with a strong academic experience.
The Ahapunanaleo is now accepting applications for fall preschool enrollment. Eola Ka'olelo Hawaii, the Hawaiian language shall live.
Deadline for enrollment is March 1st.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.